Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And as I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So we got 4 hours of gardening questions and answer for you to try and help you out with everything you can to help your garden at this time. Right now, I'd have to say it's like the perfect temperature outside. When it's like 63 degrees, nice and calm, if you will. Next few days are looking like they're going to be some cooler temperatures compared to what we've had the past, I don't know, like 20 days. In the 60s, so nice and cool out there. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm or two for the next 3-4 days, but that's almost perfect. It'll keep it cool a little bit so we can get back out and do some things. I know the past week, maybe 2 weeks, has been real hard to do a lot of work outside. Yesterday wasn't too bad, but there were some days in the past 2 weeks that, you just want to just not do anything out in the garden. So maybe some of those things have started to pass us by. We're starting to see some weeds in the garden. We're starting to see some, the lawn grow a little bit more or even dry out at this point. It kind of goes either way, right? But the weather really has done some things to us. It's up and down with our plants. Some things have grown really well. Some things have slowed down. Really all about how we water, etc. So we can talk about a number of different things today. I'm sure there's some things going on in the garden that you're trying to take care of. The lawn, maybe some of the vegetables going on. We had a little bit of rain come through a lot of parts of New England this week, here and there. It was odd. Some days it was in one area and it was around other areas but didn't hit. You could see it in the distance, but then other days it was that area and the other didn't get it. So it's, the weather plays a major factor in what we do when it comes to our garden. So, definitely been some crazy couple weeks when it comes to that. So we can discuss a lot of different things. Obviously, everything's on the table that you want to talk about in regards to your garden. Like I said, vegetables, lawn, trees, whichever. But I know the next few days we're cooling down to the point where some of these things that we talked about last week that we couldn't do, we could actually do. So if you're noticing some insects on your plants, we can start taking a look at spraying those. So we can discuss that all day today. Like I said, we'll be here till 10. I do have a caller on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bill is in Ely, Minnesota.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
You there?
Yep. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Very good. Very dry where I'm at. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, got a couple questions for you.
Sure.
One is on potato bugs. I've been using Captain Jack for about 4 to 5 years.
Yep.
It's kept them under control this year. It doesn't look like it's controlling them.
Okay. Now, so you've used Captain Jack's. How often do you use it?
Approximately once a week.
Okay. So you have the potato beetle? That's what you got?
Yeah, the striped one.
Yep. Okay. What do you have it on? Because sometimes it's not always just on potatoes.
What else do I put it on?
No, do you have it on, straight on the potatoes, or are there other other vegetables that it's on?
No, just on the potatoes.
Okay. Sometimes it goes to, it's interesting, sometimes it'll go to others, it'll go to squash, it'll go to some others in the area.
Well, we might have a little berries on cauliflower.
Yep. So one of the products you can be using on this this one's a synthetic. It's called 8 Lawn and Garden from Bonide.
Okay.
This is one that you can be using to spray on there. I'm trying to look up the back of the package at the same time so we can see how many days prior to spray to harvest. It's looking like it's a you might actually be able to do it between 5 and 10 days prior to harvest. You can spray this, even though it's a synthetic.
Okay.
You'd be able to spray it on there to try and get rid of them. The synthetic might work a little bit more. What I'd almost suggest doing is maybe hitting it with the synthetic, because this is one that will kill on contact, where it like suffocates the potato beetle.
Okay.
And then once you've kind of given it like a heavy hit with this, then going back to the Captain Jack's to get the younger insects or anything that's else is on there. We're kind of in the point where we're well over a month before we're looking at a harvest. So I think you're going to be fine if you
have a longer period.
Yeah. I mean, I've read the date wrong here, but we're probably closer to the end of August, depending upon when you put it in the ground. So, I mean, we got about 2 months, so using something like 8 at this point should be fine for you, even though it's a synthetic to use.
Okay. All right. I have another question.
Sure.
On my sweet corn, two problems I have with it. We've been extremely windy than normal the last few years, but it blows over, okay?
Yeah.
And I've gotten so now I run heavy electric line, and I put in post every 10 feet and wire up on each side of the plants to hold them up. Is my soil too loose?
It might be. You said you're very dry.
Even in the wet years, I had problems with it.
Oh, okay. So it might be. You know, the other thing that could be, what are you fertilizing with?
Nothing.
So that could be an aspect of it help make the corn a little bit stronger. So that its stalk has something behind it, right? So it has a little bit of power, if you will, to hold it up.
Okay.
So I'd be looking, maybe like a garden tone you could be using. You could also use like a liquid form of fertilizer every couple weeks. I'd be looking maybe like a Peters, or you could also, I don't know if out there you have Neptune's Harvest. You could also, Dram has a fish food, that's a liquid fish food out there that you could use. I'd be using that every couple weeks. What it does, that'll absorb into the plant and help it with not just its root system, but its shoots on there to help it get a little bit stronger. So I think just adding a bit to it is going to help it stand up a little bit more, be a little bit stronger. I like the what you've done with the cabling to help in that aspect, but I think adding a little bit more, you might not see it happen as much where they just fall right over.
Okay. The other problem with the corn, and I'll give you back, I put usually every other year, I put about maybe 4 inches of rotted cow manure. On.
Yep.
It's been rotted for probably 3, 4, 5 years.
Yep.
Okay. That's what I put on the whole garden.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. So, and the other problem I have with my sweet corn, I've had here lately, probably the last 2 or 3 years, is it gets so many suckers on it coming off the stalk.
Yeah.
At the bottom.
Now, what are you removing them the best you can, or?
We've tried that. We gave up because it didn't seem to do any. They grew back so fast.
Yeah, I think the plants might have some you know, might be struggling a little bit, and that's where the fertilizer is going to come in. They're trying to put out water shoots to just take away from the plant. I think the fertilization is going to help you a bit. On the suckers, I mean, do what you can to get rid of a few, but I think the fertilization is going to help you really big time.
Okay.
All right.
You got time for another question?
Yeah, hang tight for me.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Bill in regards to his corn. Bill, I did a little bit of research just on the break. I wanted to check up on something when it came to the sucker growth on the corn. So on the sweet corn, it is actually kind of common for them to have this sucker growth. It's actually, they call it tillers. Corn plant tillers, and any plant can have between 5 to 7 a year. One of the things I was just reading up on the break is there's two different ways of doing it, obviously. One is just removing them, and then there are a few out there that actually say don't remove the suckers. Because you could actually cause some damage to the main stalk, where it can open it up for insects and diseases, etc. I just wanted to look it up because I always like to just do a little bit extra research just to make sure what I'm saying makes the most sense, right? This one was saying it doesn't actually have an effect if you remove them. But if you do remove them, it's fine. So it's kind of, you're in between on what you do. So if you do leave them, it's not going to be bad. It almost actually keeps the stock a little bit stronger and healthier.
Okay.
And I know you had another question, but go back to that a little bit.
Yeah. We call it up here Creeping Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got that little purple flower when it gets...
Yep.
Okay. How do you control that? It seems to have taken over our yard.
Yeah, it's not an easy one to get rid of. The Creeping Charlie is one that... it's a combination of products that you really need to take care of. The one I like to use, you kind of lump it in with like chickweed, clover, oxalis, all those in the same grouping. There's actually a couple products you can use as a combination. I like using the chickweed, clover, and oxalis concentrate, right? using that as part of a combination, because this concentrate, the concentrate that it has in it, the product is has some triclopyr in it. That triclopyr is one really good to get rid of it. But I also, what I do, the product that I would also use would be Weed Beater from Bonide. Not the Weed Beater Ultra, just the straight Weed Beater, if you can find it, from Bonide. It's actually a combination of the two. So I use a 1.5 tablespoons per each product, okay? It's not going to say this on the bottle. I got this from the old company I work for. One of the guys who did turf grass, did all the golf courses in the area, had been in the industry for about 40 years, had this combination of the Weed Beater and then chickweed, clover, and oxalis. We also, the other combination that you could kind of use that has it is a poison ivy killer. But I liked using that chickweed, clover, and oxalis, and then using the Weed Beater, doing a tablespoon and a half on each in the same container.
Okay,
so you'd want to make it into a concentrate.
Per gallon?
Per gallon, all right. Okay. And so what you would do is you have to do it in like 2-week intervals. So, you know, you're not going to be able to get rid of it completely this year. When it comes to a certain time of year, which we're in that, when they've already gotten those purple flowers and gone to the seed, it's hard to get rid of. But you could start to kill them now. But next year, I'd want you to look at it and get the combination of those two, add a tablespoon and a half of each per gallon. And then what you're going to do is spray it now. You spray it again in 2 weeks, and then spray it again 2 weeks after that because of the way that the cycle of the Creepin' Charlie goes. And then you'll have to, then from that point, you're going to have to reseed because it's going to kill a lot of the area because, as you know, Creepin' Charlie takes up everything. So that would be the combination I would use. But the biggest thing is it's multiple applications, about 3 applications for it to really take hold and get rid of it. I got to go to another break, so I appreciate it.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is appealing the British government's decision to extradite him to the United States. Assange faces 17 charges of espionage and 1 charge of computer misuse in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a Trump administration program designed to restrict illegal immigration at the southern border can be stopped by the Biden administration. Appearing on Fox News, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration's border control policies are leading to unsafe conditions for illegal immigrants and Americans.
The Biden border policy is an open border policy. It is one of the most uncompassionate things I've ever seen in my life.
Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. This is USA Radio News. Uvalde School District's Police Chief Pete Arredondo has stepped down from his position in the city council. This just weeks after being sworn in following allegations that he aired with his response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. On MSNBC, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez expresses frustration that details into the Uvalde shooting are still unavailable to the public.
And here we are, over almost approaching 40 days from this incident, and we still don't know what happened because DPS has chosen to cloister all of the evidence.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin will continue to dump heavy rain along the coast of South Carolina. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of the Carolinas with heavy rain and possible flooding through Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up first?
Dennis is in Westchester area of New York.
Dennis, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. The problem I have is I have a sunflower and some animal ate the bud off of it. Is there anything can be done to encourage other buds?
How big was the bud? Was it small or?
Probably the size of a little smaller than a golf ball, maybe like a ping pong ball or something.
So that's going to be tough because, you know, sometimes they will come back. It's almost like you're pinching it to try and pull it to, you know, get a little bit taller. So it might not be too bad. It might come back on you. I'm just afraid that the plant has put a lot of, work into getting to that bud. So it might be late. I wouldn't, say all hope is gone from it, but it might not come back, but just the way I look at it is sometimes with some plants, when it gets close to the bud, you pinch it so that it can get a little bit taller or spread out. I'd watch it the next week to 10 days and see, is it are there more leaves coming out from that area? Is it growing? What's going on to try and see some of that new growth? That's what we're looking for. So I'd give it about, like I said, about a week to 10 days to see where it's at. If you're seeing new growth coming out from where basically it got chopped off, you're most likely going to have something pop back.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I guess it was a squirrel or a chipmunk or somebody climbed up there and chopped it off. All right. I'll just wait it out and see what happens.
Yeah, the other thing to take a look at is if it is a squirrel or a chipmunk, take a look and see if you can use something like a rat magic from Bonide. They have a granular form that you can put around there to try and keep them away. There's also their liquid form of it is actually called like chipmunk squirrel repellent that you could be spraying around to try and keep them. But as you know, and as everybody knows, there are tons of squirrels, chipmunks, everything this year. A lot of wildlife.
Yeah.
So it's not that easy, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Dennis.
Have a good day.
Right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, you know, it's we've had some rain recently where kind of catching back up on some of the rain. I took a look during the break. Most of Massachusetts, except for parts of the Cape and the islands, are out of drought conditions. But then as you look in the northern part of New England, there's parts of Maine and it's just like the tip of New Hampshire that are in severe drought conditions. Than some other areas that are moderate. So definitely still out there for some of you in the listening zones here. And obviously, we're all over the country, so there are some different spots in here that are pretty bad. We'll definitely keep an eye on it as it goes. Before the break, I had said, what can we do for some of our vegetables with all the rain that we've been having and then the humidity hitting back afterwards? Perfect example, some of our tomatoes, right? Our tomatoes, I've said this for a number of months, and some of you already might have done it, is thinning out some of the bottom leaves, letting some of the airflow go through, allowing the tomato to breathe, the tomato plant itself to breathe a little bit. Let the air flow through it. You might start seeing some spots on your zucchini or summer squash, those types of things. The lower leaves. Let's cut out a few of the bottom leaves and just get rid of them instead of, letting them really get into the fungus and take over the plant, right? Nothing worse than spending all this time, growing your vegetables and then getting to a point where it's just filled with powdery mildew or different funguses, etc. So I want you to take a look at your vegetables. If you have them, thin out some of the leaves, allow some airflow to go through here. That's one of the nice things that's been happening is there is some air movement. It's not completely stagnant weather, stagnant air. I say that now, and that's probably what's going to hit us going forward. But you get the idea. Thinning these out to let some of the rain that has been happening dry out a little bit easier. Get to the base of the plant where it wants it, not sitting on the leaves. Definitely take a look at what you can do to help your vegetables and even some of your other plants here that you might be seeing some of that. We can be looking at the lawn as well and saying, all right, is water just sitting there? I mean, like I said earlier, I was watching the news, and this past week, or this past 10 days, really is what it said. It said July 1st to July 10th. There was about like 3.5 inches of rain in Boston, which is, for July, is crazy. So definitely, more things to be thinking about. If we're looking at the lawn, take a look and see if you're seeing any of the funguses. If you've had fungus in the past based on, a certain amount of rain, maybe it's time to be looking into using that Infuse product. Even multiple ways, granular, hose end sprayer, and then a liquid trigger spray, concentrates, etc. It might be time to be looking at using those for the lawn. To help prevent anything from coming through, take care of it that way. Kind of think about what could be going forward with the cooler temperatures. Cooler temperatures, the rain sticking around. it's going to start creating the fungus. It's going to start creating those different things in the lawn and garden. So what can we, you know, how can we help it? That's what we're really looking to do right now. It's not a completely solve, because you're not going to be able to completely solve fungus if you've had it. You know, it's something that could be going on based on, you know, the past of what we've seen. So definitely worth taking a look at right now, seeing what you can do to help prevent it, help take care of it for the future, and, you know, build a stronger, healthier lawn as well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us that call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out here. I know it's we're on vacation mode right now, a lot of us. As I've said a couple times, I just got back from vacation, so I'm still on vacation mode. I'll be have one more full day and then back to work. Get out to the be good to get out there and see what's been going on the past. I've been gone nine days now, so see how it's going out there. See what else we can do to get things, looking good for your garden. So definitely be good to get out there. But like I said, I know a lot of us are on vacation. We're finally getting the chance to take a vacation. It was good to see, a lot of people out there enjoying themselves. Right, we haven't been able to really do that in a while. So it was nice to see a lot of families out there enjoying themselves. It was good to, like I said, good to see on the Cape there. So, excuse me. Now, as we go on, obviously we've started to talk a little bit about the diseases, but let's think about what else we can be doing to take care of the lawns, take care of your gardens, etc. Some of your plants, like I noticed some of the hydrangeas here, right? Some of the white hydrangeas that are blooming at my in-law's house, and they have an Invincible, huge flowers that wind and the rain knocked them over. I'll be taking a look at cleaning up some of it to just help the plant itself. Sometimes when they get to flower, they've put all this effort into the flower, and then as the flower goes by, we're going to cut them back to try and help get the plant get bigger and really thrive. So we'll look at some of those. Take a look at some of your plants and see if there's been any damage from this past week. As I drove home, we took some back roads to get to some of the main roads, obviously, from coming off the ferry, and I saw a number of trees that had fallen. Getting those taken out, moved around, cleaned up. It's a good idea for looking at some summer projects, especially with the temperatures we're dealing with right now. It makes it nice and easy to get out there and enjoy it. Now, another thing to be thinking about, mosquitoes, right? We started talking about it, but what else can we be doing? Now, if you have areas of standing water, you have like a wheelbarrow or a trash barrel, water barrel, a rain barrel, right? Any of those things that are sitting around, we should be looking at using a mosquito dunks to help take care of all the mosquitoes that are starting to form and get rid of them so that they won't be biting you when you're out trying to barbecue, trying to enjoy yourself outside, right? Take care of them. Look for standing water. It is safe for people, pets, plants, etc. Can be used in certain waterways as well. One of the things I learned from Randy Schultz from Summit, he had made a comment, take a look at your gutters, right? See if there's standing water in there. That could be a spot that's hitting, they're hitting from. But definitely, it is safe to be using around people, your pets, and the environment. So it's definitely worth it. You can find more information at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com or Summit, Summit Chemicals. It's definitely worth it. It is organic. It's something that I would highly recommend using to help prevent those mosquitoes, because now we're going to want to spend some more time outside because it's a little bit cooler, and but those mosquitoes are already there. Let's see if we can take care of them as well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll try to discuss some more things for you to be doing in the garden with these cooler temperatures and actually having some rain in the area. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some calls online, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill is in Manchester.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you today? Bill, you there? All right, seems like...
Yeah, we'll go to someone else. We've got Linda in St. Charles.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I've been listening for a long time. I used to listen for your dad, too.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And just last winter, I called you up, and I got some great advice. I mentioned that I'm new at this, even though I've been listening. And... you told me that over the winter I should use for my new plants a humidity tray.
Yep.
And I should group them together. And I have one philodendron that's almost tripled in size. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Awesome.
And I just kept it in the tray because it's silver and it's got pretty stones in it. And
yep.
It just seems to be doing great.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm finally getting into this. It takes a while to get confidence when you have a black thumb, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So what my question to you today is, I mean, I have time to worry about this, but I have gotten some beautiful begonias and other annuals that I bought, and they're in a container. I'd like to bring them in over the winter to enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take cuttings. Couldn't I just take the whole plant in? Do I have to do anything special besides fertilizer or not?
Well, so you've, did you plant them in the ground? Are they still in containers?
No, I'm sorry. They're in a container. And so, one is hanging from the porch, actually.
Okay. Now, you can definitely take them inside. They tend to have a little bit of a, you know, they'll slow down a little bit over the winter. They don't mm-hmm. always, not every single one will continue to keep going year after year. But you could do this with this. Basically, what you're looking to do is make sure that these plants that you have out there don't get hit by a frost.
Okay,
so you're watching for any of that frost that would slow them down, right? We want to get them from the outside to the inside and kind of keep the conditions the same so they kind of keep going, right? So if you're noticing this fall where the temperatures between the day and the night have a rapid change. You know, sometimes you'll see like 20 degree drop overnight. You know, sometimes we'll get into that point where it'll be in the 60s and then it'll drop into the 40s, right? So if you're noticing some extreme temperature changes, it might be time to bring them in for the night, then bring them back out for the next day to kind of keep them going with that temperature. You know, one of the things that'll happen is if it gets shocked or something, you know, there's a major change, it slows down and it kind of says, okay, this is it. I got to go to seed. I want to go to the next level. Whereas you want to prolong that and bring it inside. So that's something I'd be looking at. Make sure you bring it in inside and try to give it the same conditions as you would outside when it comes to light aspects, right? So if it's in full sun, make sure it's going to get into a full sun, maybe like a self-facing window. If it's partial sun where it's half and half, maybe it's you know, in a western facing window or you know, eastern facing window, excuse me. You know, that you want to try and mirror the same thing that it would be outside so that it continues for you. You know, the watering, you won't have to water as much as you do during the summer months. You can cut back a bit on that. Fertilization won't be as much, maybe once a month, if anything, during the winter months. A lot of times in winter, you slow down when it comes to fertilizing. Right. Allow the plants to just have that dormancy period or that slow down period. So as long as you're trying to mimic some of the same things that are outside and get it in early enough where it's not going to get hit by a frost and weaken the plant, that's something I would really look at doing for the future for you.
It's kind of like people. It takes a while to get used to the surroundings.
Exactly. Exactly. Definitely.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Linda. You have a great rest of your day and good luck.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.